Anna and Aaron doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
Anna and Aaron sound stupid. You're trusting these programs with your future and they don't check the most basic things.
What I'm trusting are my feelings.
And you don't feel Anna and Aaron sounds a little bit silly? Anna and Aaron just sounds like a big speech defect.
Speech defects are funny, are they, Joe?
Oh, sod off, you self-righteous bitch.
I was hoping things wouldn't get bitter between us.
That was a pretty fucking unrealistic hope, given the circumstances, if you don't mind me saying.
Aaron said I was hoping for a lot from you. Just he expressed the thought without the vulgarity.
Oh, how reasonable of him. He doesn't swear. I hate people that don't swear. They're as vulgar as the rest of us. They just keep it bottled up inside.
I thought you said you didn't hate anyone.
Oh, well done. Chalk it up. Point to Anna.
I think Aaron swore in the way that most people do. Then his brother hid kids and he didn't want to pass on the bad language.
How can language be bad? What's bad about a series of noises? How can the noise runt be acceptable, whereas the almost identical noise...
If we had kids, this would be exactly the kind of thing you'd make into an issue. Not swearing in front of them. You'd say it was cringy middle-class hypocrisy.
And I'd be right.
Our baby boy bouncing around nursery, see you next Tuesday all over the place, and everyone judging
him.
See,
that's what it's actually about, isn't it? What other people think.
Little Alfie's looking up at us with his big sad eyes, wondering how come he doesn't get invited to anyone's birthday parties. Why, Daddy? Why does no bastard want to fucking play with me?
Very funny.
Cheers.
You're a funny girl.
I know, but I'm getting an operation to fix it.
I know we argue. I always suppose I thought it was at least semi-sort of half in fun.
The time when you punched through a wall?
It was not a wall, it was a flimsy plasterboard partition.
The time when I punched through a wall?
Actually, that was scary.
A lot of the time it was scary. But mostly just exhausting.
That's the third time you've broken my heart in the last 10 minutes.
When I was in the taxi with Aaron, do you know what I wanted to do?
Much too much detail already.
All I wanted to do was tell my best friend in the world.
I hope Rachel told you you were being a dick.
My best friend in the world is you.
Heartbreak number four.
That's why we get on so well, mostly.
We get on. Number five.
But then we don't, sometimes, with the boyfriend-girlfriend stuff, because that's not who we should be to each other. What's happened isn't either of our fault.
Feels like it might be your fault quite a lot, actually.
I'm psychologically programmed to love Aaron, and that's just the way it is. And do you know what that means?
For me, several months of drink and tearful masturbation.
You've discovered there's someone out there who's the perfect match for you. Just, she's not me.